The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Mestel looking for a little pick. Throws it into the corner. Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Tonight, it's one of the top rivalries in the Lou Platte Conference as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Ravenna basketball. Right side, Techmeyer. Down on the baseline, Saborn comes into the paint. Pull-up jumper good. Trevor Saborn, 8 points. First bucket of this quarter.
It's been a perfect start to the season for both schools, with all teams undefeated coming into tonight's action. Two teams will suffer their first blemishes on the record this evening. It's the Blue Jays and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again from Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready to bring you tonight's boys portion of our Lou Platte Conference doubleheader as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the number one team in C2, the Ravenna Blue Jays, who have had quite a run with this group of seniors. Not one graduated last year. That's why they're number one in the state. Kearney Catholic starting to get their legs under them after the state football finals, and they are off to a 3-0 start just like the Ravenna Blue Jays, both undefeated, both state-ranked, and they always put on quite a show. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, quite a show as well. Kearney Catholic played their best game of the season, and Ravenna finally got some shots to fall in the second half, but they had dug themselves a 20-point deficit, and Kearney Catholic wins it 72-55, and very balanced. Theron Baum, 14 points, 12 for Bailey Sokolowski, 11 Michaela Mestel, 10 for Ellie Conley. For Ravenna, 13 from Maggie Mateka and 10 each from J.C. Zorb and Carissa Finke. And now Kearney Catholic's 4-0. That's Ravenna's first loss. They are 4-1. Whenever Ravenna and Kearney Catholic get together, it is a battle, and we expect nothing different tonight. We'll take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, the visitors from Ravenna, number 21, 5'11 senior, Trevor Saborin. Number 25, 6'3 senior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31, 6'6 senior, Connor Baronic. Number 32, 5'11 senior, Mark Krobosta, and number 43, 6'1 senior, Lucas Wilkie. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, and Adam Mingus. They are a perfect 3-0 with a win over Class B third-ranked Gretna on Saturday and ranked number one in Class C2. Now look at the starting lineup for the hometown Kearney Catholic Stars. Number 20 is a 5'9 junior, Connor Stride. Number 21, 6-foot junior, Brian Hoosman. Number 30, 6'1 junior, Alex Lease. Number 32, a 5'9 senior, Tyson Colling. And number 34, a 6'2 junior, David Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, Adam Lease, Blake Cover, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are also 3-0 on the season, and they are ranked 7th in the Omaha World Herald, 6th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Kearney Catholic wins are over Lincoln Lutheran, Ord, and Cambridge. They were to play Sandy Creek in the season opening tournament that got snowed out. It's been rescheduled for January the 27th. For Ravenna, they defeated Chambers, Wheeler Central, Burwell, and as we already mentioned, Gretna. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Don't forget more basketball later this week here on Classic Hits. Thursday night, Grand Island Central Catholic at Minden. Friday, Pleasanton will host Overton. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the opening tip between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna right after this timeout on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports action throughout the season. Ryan Gruppe and his crew are doing the officiating here tonight. And we are ready for high school hoops. The traveling blue with white trim for Ravenna. And the home white with green and some gold trim in it for the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Stars will move from left to right. Ravenna will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial again. Stripe, Hoosman, Lease, Colling, and Squires, the starters for Kearney Catholic, and the same starters we've seen for a number of ball games for Ravenna: Saborn, Anderson, Baronic, Krobosta, and Wilkie. Connor Baronic will jump center for Kearney Catholic, and it looks like Alex Lease is going to jump center for Kearney Catholic against Ravenna's Connor Baronic again. Want to say hi to Ed Cheesick. Listen back there on the radio, Ed. Hope you get better soon. You weren't so ornery, you wouldn't have thrown that hip out, right? The opening tip is going to be swatted, and Baronic came up with a loose ball. And we have a foul on the opening tip. And the foul is going to go on Kearney Catholic's Connor Strike. You don't see that very often. So the tip will go to Ravenna, and they have the ball in a man-to-man. Saborn, guarded by Lease, tries, kicks it out to Baronic. He's grown so much now that he may not be the three-point shooter that we've seen, but he has the ability to put up 30 points about any time he wants. Still can drive with that 6'6 frame. Draws the double team into the corner. Three, Saborn, and it's up and in, and Ravenna is on the board. And that will be a key. Who shoots well from the outside, especially for Ravenna tonight? If they get started early, they're going to be tough to stay with, and Kearney Catholic pushing the ball up the floor steps out of bounds. So the Stars will turn it over. They've yet to get a shot away. And Ravenna will have it again. 3-0 Blue Jays. And And Ravenna will walk the ball up the floor. Saborn, though, can always just take off with it, which he tries to do. Lees with him. Back cut. Try to get it to Veronica, and it's knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Connor Strike picks the basketball up. First turnover for Ravenna. Up the floor with it, Hoosman. Hoosman to the baseline, and it's going to be taken away by Tyson Anderson. He stepped in front and stole the basketball. Ravenna wants to run. Wilkie has it to Baronic. Baronic lost the handle. And a foul on David Squires down on the baseline where Baronic was out of control and could not grab the basketball. And Squires will be called for his first foul. So Ravenna will take it out underneath with Baronic. And another foul, going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic on the inbounds. Tyson Colling trying to not let the offensive man run through here. So a minute in, Stars have three fouls, and Ravenna on the right elbow. Baronic kicks it back up top to Saborn. Leaves it off for Mark Cremosta. Reverse it right side, Anderson for three. Tyson a little strong that time. The rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. His pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. So the Stars haven't even been able to get anything offensively started. It's been all Ravenna as they go with a 1-2-1-1 zone trap. Long pass to midcourt to Squires. He'll hit Hoosman across the timeline. Give it to the trailer. And back to Squires for a long three. It's off the iron, no good. Connor Baronic with the rebound, but it's taken away from behind by Tyson Colling. Ravenna turns it over. Up top, the jumper by Lees from 15 won't go. Baronic gets the rebound. Squires knocks it away, and he's got his second foul. Squires with his second foul, fourth foul in 90 seconds here on the Stars, and they're going to have to go to the bench, and they'll bring in Keegan Fitzgerald. Squires is going to come out on a couple of close plays underneath the hoop, I would have to say. If that would have been the other way, I know the Ravenna fans would also be upset, so hopefully we don't see that kind of a night and let these guys show their talents as the ball is knocked away by Hoosman and Ravenna turns it over for the third time. Kearney Catholic, though, nothing to show for it. It is, after all of this, only 3-0 in favor of the Jays. In the post, trying to make room is going to be Strike. Kicks it back out. Fitzgerald for three, and he'll hit it. Keegan Fitzgerald ties the ball game up at 3 apiece. Each team with a three, pushing the ball up the floor. Saborn spins, and trailing the play, the steal is made by Connor Strike. So Ravenna going a little too quick that time, and the Stars come up with it. Lees into the paint, leaves it off for another three. It's on the way. Strike, it's good. And Kearney Catholic, just that quick, has taken the lead. 6-3. You got to get back, though. Wilkie dribbles it off his foot, lost the ball, then commits the foul. A weird first couple of minutes. The first minute, Kearney Catholic couldn't hold the ball and was committing fouls. The next minute, same thing for Ravenna, and they're going to bring in Trace Armstrong, the transfer from Wood River, and Garrett Irvine. That gives them 6-3, 6-4 in the middle, and with Squires on the bench, Coach Paul Baronic's going to go big here for a moment. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball pushing the ball up the floor. It's going to be Tyson Colling. Back up top, another three. This one is no good by Brian Hoosman. Rebound by Baronic, and the Stars, another foul. Connor Baronic will pull down his third rebound. He's got all three rebounds right now for the Blue Jays. And the foul will be called on Alex Lease, his first, fifth foul in 2 minutes and 40 seconds on the Stars. They got to be careful because the Jays can shoot free throws. Baronic will push the ball up the floor. Stars go for the steal. They knocked it away, couldn't get it. Baronic swings it over to Saborn. Overload left side. And they don't take the shot. Back up to the right wing. Now they'll go to Wilkie. Wilkie holds the ball. Excuse me, that is Armstrong that had the ball. As Wilkie checks out, Anderson forces the issue, and his shot comes up short and goes out of bounds. Anderson wanted to pass it to the baseline, and then nobody was there, so he just kind of threw it towards the rim. And Sid Techmeyer now comes in for him. 6-3, Kearney Catholic, nothing but three-point buckets so far in the game, and Brett James is going to check in for the Stars. 4:55 to go here in what has already been a pretty exciting first 3 minutes. Least unusual. Each team has had a one bucket lead. And another foul called. This one's going to be called on the Blue Jays' Sid Techmeyer. That'll be their second foul of the game as Strite was trying to back it into the paint there. Or not Strite, Hoosman trying to back it into the paint, and they call him for being in his way, I guess. And to throw it in, Tyson Colling. goes all the way out top to Fitzgerald. Around the volleyball line, DeBorn on him and the man-to-man for Ravenna. Up top, Elise, long three. It's too strong, no good. And then Baronic can't quite handle the rebound. And out of bounds it'll go. Staying with the Stars. Nobody wants to take the ball out of bounds, so Fitzgerald will. He'll box the lane here as he takes it out near the sideline. Looking, and throwing it in. Hoosman all the way out top to Colling near the scorer's table. He's guarded there by Techmeyer. Tries to take the drive, kicks it on the wing. Fitzgerald a three, no good. Baronic's the only one getting rebounds right now. Stars are 2 of 5 from three-point land. Ravenna 1 of 3. Baronic drives the paint, kicks it off on the wing. Three-pointer Trace Armstrong is off the mark. And more fouls. Every rebound we're getting a foul. And this one's going to be on Garrett Irvine. His first third team foul. Now the Jays are going to bring their starters back in with Anderson, Cremosta, and Wilkie. So the original five starters back on the floor now for the Blue Jays. 6-3 Kearney Catholic, 4:18 to go in the first quarter of play in the girls' game. Kearney Catholic won it 72-55. We were wondering, would we even get close to that score here in the boys' game? Good pressure defense by the Blue Jays. Elise finally gets it across the timeline, and then his outlet pass knocked out of bounds by Mark Cremosta. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With it on the wing is James. Brings it to the high post and leaves it off to Fitzgerald at the top of the circle. Two dribbles to Lease on the left wing. He's guarded by Cremosta. Fires it in the paint to Hoosman. His pass is going to be deflected out front to Colling. Stars still have it. Trying to throw over the top of this matchup man-to-man. And it looks like standing out of bounds is Keegan Fitzgerald. Lost where he was on the court. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. Ravenna's given it up five times, all just trying to go a little too fast. So now the Blue Jays will put it in the hands of Tyson Anderson. He'll bring the ball up the floor, guarded the man-to-man by Colling, and as it gets across the timeline, he'll give it off to Trevor Saborn. Ball between the circles. Now they get it into the paint to Anderson. A little short jumper, no good. Ball tipped around and grabbed by the Stars. Keegan Fitzgerald, he loses the handle. Three on one the other way. Then Fitzgerald comes from behind, and now they call Anderson for a charge over Leith. Anderson was trying to weave his way through traffic, and Tyson Anderson will be called for the charge, his first of the team's fourth. So the foul's starting to even out a little bit. Now they want a towel to try and wipe the floor up a little bit. But we have a three by Stripe and Fitzgerald for Kearney Catholic and Saborn for Ravenna, but Ravenna hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. That's their only bucket. Tri-City Storm were tied 1-1 at intermission after the first period, and it's still 1-1 with 11:40 to go in the second period on the Breeze 94.5 going out at the Viero Event Center. Kearney Catholic will get the ball into the front court here with Alex Lease. He'll stop there, jump pass on the left wing, gets it to Colling, back to Lease, long three, nothing but net. Alex Lease with his first bucket of the ball game. The Stars lead it by 6. Ravenna wants to run. Open three at the other end. It's going to be short by Trevor Saborn. The rebound comes out to Alex Lease. Outlet pass Fitzgerald. He takes it in and has his shot blocked away by Trevor Saborn. They've just matured and gotten bigger and stronger. They were all just little guards as freshmen, but now Baronic 6'6", Anderson 6'3", Saborn 5'11", and might have the best vertical. Inbounds pass to the free throw line. Tyson Colling hits the first two-point bucket of the ball game, and the Stars up by 8, and Ravenna's got to be scratching their head. What's going on right now? Lease on Baronic. And a foul called out front on the crossover dribble. That'll be Alex Lease with his second personal foul. And coming in will be Blake Holtmeyer. And on the other end, Garrett Irvine. And Baronic to throw it in here. Ravenna just waiting to get their offense going. And when they do, they can score 8 points in a minute. Baronic working on Hoosman. Can't get the drive. They'll reverse it left wing. Outside the arc is Wilkie. Now they set up a three for Saborn. Instead, he's going to drive. One-hand runner. No good. Rebound brought down by Keegan Fitzgerald. Ravenna struggling from the field. And up the floor with it will be Fitzgerald. To the high post. Kicks it out of the wing. Nothing there. Right back to Fitzgerald. 2:15 to go first quarter, 11-3. Coach Don Lee says let's reset it. And so they will. Brett James over the left side of the key, going into a little bit of a weave here, trying to pop somebody through that back door. There's a double screen set on Baronic, but nobody comes out open. Holtmeyer is now open on the left side. Fitzgerald into the paint, takes an extra step, and draws the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Trevor Seaborn, his first, so five different Blue Jays with one foul. And they'll say it was not on the shot, so Matt Moore will come into the ball game. And Keegan Fitzgerald to throw it in. Fitzgerald will hold, looks for the cutter, nothing there, throws it all the way into the backcourt where Brett James will run it down, and Seaborn's right there waiting for him. James across the timeline, works it with the right hand, dribble to the right side to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, the 5'8 sophomore, seeing his first big-time action of his varsity career. He's seen some minutes, but not against number one before. In the corner, Fitzgerald is trapped, throws it back out top. Hoosman over to Moore. Veronica on him, weak side, back up top. James for the three, it's no good. Long rebound, Moore's the only one there, and he'll grab it, and the Stars will get another chance here. With a minute 20 to go in the first quarter of play, it is 11-3. Stars spread the floor. 5 second count on. They swing it to Moore all the way out at midcourt to James. Stars dribbling away from the hoop here with a minute to go in the first quarter. Reaching in was Anderson. That's the Kearney Catholic fans wanting a foul. But the Stars kept possession. Throw it over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer jump pass and it's stolen away. Good anticipation that time and going to the other end. And finally scoring for Ravenna is Trevor Seaborn. And that breaks the 6 minute plus scoring drought. Makes it 11-5 with 38 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And the Stars most likely will hold for one against Squires, who's been on the bench for nearly 5 minutes with those two fouls. And the Stars have actually pulled away here. But it's a low scoring first quarter, which is strange for the way we started running up and down the floor. Matt Moore has it. Gets it over to Fitzgerald. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Swings it left side to James. You got to think Fitzgerald or Hoosman's going to be the one to shoot the ball. Fitzgerald drives into the paint. Kicks it out to Hoosman. Free throw line. 16-foot jumper. Is in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Irvine. And from three-quarter court, the shot is away by Baronic and no good. And that is the end of the first quarter where Ravenna struggled shooting the basketball. Kearney Catholic hit three threes, and after one, Stars 11, Jays 5 on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. We begin the second quarter. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball leading it 11-5. Each team had five turnovers. Each team had five rebounds. Neither team shot a free throw, even though we had 11 fouls called. 3 of 7 from three-point land for the Stars. 1 of 5 for Ravenna. Trevor Seaborn has all 5 points for the Blue Jays. Nobody with more than one bucket for the Stars. Down on the low block, Holtmeyer. Double team, kicks it back out. Quick reversal left wing to James. Puts the ball on the floor. Back out Fitzgerald. He drives on Seaborn and decides he doesn't want to go any farther and brings it back out top to Brett James. Kicks to the cutter. Holtmeyer, wraparound pass. Makes a nice catch. Hoosman then floats that off to Fitzgerald, who hits the jumper and scores. Hoosman made a heck of a save down low, and now here comes Cremosta, but the numbers aren't there. 13-5. Stars back up by 8. Again, I'm just sitting here waiting for things to line up for Ravenna because you know they will at some point. And with it, Anderson top of the circle. Surprised they're not trying to post it up a little bit more as they get to the high post with Anderson. Now they lob it into Baronic, and a foul going to be called before he gets the shot away. There was a lot of pushing and grabbing down low on both sides. And this foul is on Brett James, his first. And that is the seventh team foul. So Connor Baronic, who is scoreless so far in this ball game, will now go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And Baronic's first free throw is on the way, and it is good. 13-6. And the second free throw. Baronic takes his time, fires it up, and it is good. So Connor hits them both, and it is 13-7 Kearney Catholic, which allows the Jays to put their pressure on, throw over the top of it to Holtmeyer, 2-on-1. It's against Baronic, bounce pass around him on the wing to Fitzgerald. He takes it at the hoop, throws it high off the glass, had to adjust his shot over Baronic. Good defense by Connor, and the rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. They want to run. Wilkie underneath. Gets it to the big fella. Lucas can't get it to go on the pass by Cremosta. Cremosta got the rebound. Kicks it out to Baronic. His three no good. Connor tries to save it in, but it goes to Brett James. And James with the double team gets it to Tyson Colley. Colley across the timeline, left side, 13-7 Stars. 6.5 to go, first half. Colley still with the dribble into the paint. Kicks it back out top to Hoosman. Man-to-man defense by Ravenna. Always trying to put a little double on the ball if they can. Reverse it right side, Holtmeyer. Coach Don Lees has went quite a while with this five on the floor. Not losing any ground, though, but they're not scoring much either. Now Holtmeyer on the backside gets by everybody and scores. Great pass, Blake. Holtmeyer scores, and it's 15-7, Kearney Catholic. And now an offensive foul called on Ravenna way out at midcourt, and they call that on Lucas Wilkie, his second, and a timeout going to be called by the Blue Jays. They were trying to let Connor Baronic bring the ball all the way up the floor. And the push-off foul called on Lucas Wilkie way out towards midcourt. 5:58 to go in the first half of play, and number one, Ravenna, hasn't found their offense yet. It's Kearney Catholic 15, Ravenna 7 on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Another great crowd on hand for our Ravenna-Kearney Catholic rivalry here at Cope Gymnasium. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic shot lights out, the complete opposite of what we've seen here, and they beat Ravenna 72-55. More on the Ravenna's Hannotation halftime report. Right now, the Stars lead in the boys' game 15-7. You'd think that the first quarter score, but there's 5:45 to go in the second. Hoosman crossover dribble gets by Garrett Irvine, decides not to take the shot, skip pass out of the right wing. Gets it to Colling. Colling drives, leaves it in the corner for Fitzgerald. High arching three. Won't go home. Offensive rebound. Holtmeyer puts it back up, and he draws the foul. And Blake will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Connor Baronic. That'll be his first. And each team has been whistled for seven fouls. Holtmeyer hit a bucket earlier in the quarter. And he'll get two free throws here. And the lefty puts the first one up and in. Checking back into the ball game is going to be Trace Armstrong. Tyson Anderson will check out. So far this year, Ravenna has scored 92, 73, and then 52 points against Gretna, and they only had 16 at halftime against Gretna, then put up 36. Second rebound, second free throw, no good. Veronik couldn't quite save the ball. It goes to Holtmeyer, who makes the layup. Every bounce right now going the Stars' way. The first 2 minutes, they couldn't get anything to go their way as Veronik will drive. He wants a shot pretty bad, but he is double-teamed and has to kick it off. They'll find Trace Armstrong. Swing it to the left side to Irvine. Garrett looking for the cutter. Nothing there. Stars man-to-man has been really good so far tonight. Armstrong out top. It's going to be stolen away by Hoosman. Hoosman to the other end of the layup is no good. He put it up too strong, and Connor Veronik gets the rebound. So the Blue Jays get one there and then try to steal it from Veronik. A reach-in foul called on Kearney Catholic. Two of our three officials were all over that one as Sid Techmeyer and Tyson Anderson come back into the ball game. The foul is on Connor Streit, his second. Veronik back to the line to shoot a 1-1. He has the only 2 points from the free throw line in this quarter for Ravenna. And the first free throw will not go. Didn't bend the knees much on that one. And the rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. 7 points in 11-plus minutes here for Ravenna. Hoosman takes it in and then lost the handle. He wanted to swing it into the corner to Streit, but then it's taken away by the Ravenna Blue Jays, and Trevor Saborn is going to be able to take it all the way down and make the layup, and he has got 7 of their 9 points. 18-9, your score. Blake Holtmeyer into the paint, swings it into the right-hand corner to Connor Streit. Stars now will finally get ready to make some substitutions. Coach Lees hardly ever goes this long with the same folks. A three-pointer is banked in by Holtmeyer, and he is fouled. Blake Holtmeyer in the left-hand corner put up the three, and because he was fouled, it went off the window and in. And Holtmeyer has already broken his varsity scoring record in this quarter. That's 8 points. And that is a little luck as well. But as we said, the bounces right now are going Kearney Catholic's way. Trace Armstrong with the foul got there a little late. And Blake Holtmeyer to shoot the free throw. And it is on the way and in. The four-point play for Blake Holtmeyer, and the lead is now 14-22-9. Veronik, left elbow, gives it off to Anderson. Anderson, top of the circle, back to Connor. He'll take the three-pointer and hit it. Nothing but net for Connor Veronik, his first field goal of the game. 22-12, Kearney Catholic. Pressure on, but the Stars have done an okay job of handling that here in the ball game. Keegan Fitzgerald stops across the timeline, keeps his dribble, now picks his dribble up. Coming out to take the ball, Tyson Colley. Veronik all the way out there to guard him. Dribble drive, pass knocked away, steal is made. Outlet pass, Anderson one on three, weaves his way to the hoop, misses the shot. Ball deflected away, too many Blue Jays were trying to get the rebound, and it ends up in Keegan Fitzgerald's hand. And another foul coming up the floor. This one on Ravenna. And it looks like it's on Tyson Anderson. That would be his second into the ball game. Mark Cremosta for Ravenna, Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic, and at the line, Alex Leese to shoot the 1-1. He came back in, Squires came back in. Now checking in for the first time tonight is Colin Petrie. Holtmeyer comes out, and he gets a hand from the crowd. What a great second quarter he played. Even the end of the first, he played a lot of minutes there. So Petrie, Squires, Leese, Moore, and Fitzgerald on the floor for Kearney Catholic. We'll set Ravenna here for you in a moment. The free, though, by Leese is up, and it is in. Alex now with 4 points, gets a second free throw. Veronik Cremosta, also Sid Techmeyer, Saborn, and Garrett Irvine, the five on the floor for Ravenna. Second free throw by Leese, in and out, no good, and Irvine will grab his second rebound. Ball in the hands of Saborn. Long outlet pass into the corner. They get it to Techmeyer. Kick it back out to the trailer. Really not attacking that paint as they have in the past. Or the Stars are just shutting it down from them. Mark Cremosta with it back out between the circles to Irvine. Swings it right side. Veronik starts the drive and a hand check foul. Going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Free throws coming up again for Connor Veronik. good quick first step. And it looks like the foul will be on Colin Petrie. His first. Each team with nine fouls now. And back in Anderson and Wilkie for Ravenna. Baronic at the line, two of three. The ninth team foul, so still a 1-1. 23-12, Kearney Catholic, 3:01 to go, first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Free throw, Baronic, good. So Connor has all six of his points here in the quarter. Sabor, the only other player to score. That's another thing. The Blue Jays have got to find somebody else to get involved. And Baronic hits them both. And the lead now back down to single digits at 23-14. Squires takes the inbounds pass, gets it back to Lease, trying to throw over and through the press. Long pass comes down to Fitzgerald. It was wide. He had to try and stay inbounds. He threw it back inbounds. It's stolen away. Third turnover of the quarter. Baronic in transition. Three. Got it. Connor Baronic hits the three-point bucket, and he's starting to warm up. And the score clock has went unplugged here. So they stop play. Luckily, the time is on it when they plug it back in. But all of a sudden, the 14-point deficit is down to six here for Ravenna at 23-17. Still 2:52 to go in the quarter, and Ravenna's got 10 points here in short amount of time. 23-17 as Fitzgerald dribbling around in the backcourt, needs some help. Now rifles it underneath to Petrie. Petrie's got it. He puts it up and scores. Baronic was right on top of him, might have even got a little bit of the basketball, but Colin Petrie with the bucket, 25-17. Kearney Catholic by eight, and Ravenna throws it away. Miscommunication on the play. Coming up to set a pick was Trace Armstrong, and Anderson was throwing it at him, and it sailed right over his head. Second turnover of the quarter, seventh of the game on Ravenna. And Catholic making some more substitutions here. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, and that's where we will be on Thursday for Minden Grand Island Central Catholic. Tri-City Storm has scored towards the end of the second period. They lead Sioux City 2-1 in the last minute of the second period. Here the Stars break the press. Squires actually has to dribble it, and as he comes to a stop, Armstrong lands on top of him. Second foul on Trace, but more importantly, Squires is fouled 25 feet away from the hoop. It's the 10th team foul. Both teams are in the double bonus, and David, who led the team in scoring on opening night against Lincoln Lutheran, will look for his first point of the game here. And the free throw is up and in. Again, Squires got two very early fouls in this game and was on the bench for over 8 minutes. Second free throw coming up for David Squires. On the way, and it is good. So Squires hits them both, and it's 27-17. Kearney Catholic, they get four in a row to take the lead back out to 10. Baronic dribbles to the timeline, stops, waits for the double team to go away. Now across the timeline he comes, going to take it to the hoop. Hoosman blocks it, and a charging foul called on Connor Baronic. That'll be his second personal foul, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back as the Stars will throw it in up 10. So the Stars, after the run by Ravenna, trying to get the momentum back by halftime, and at midcourt with it is Alex Lees. Underneath, he goes to Moore, kicks it out of the corner to Hoosman. Drives in just to the edge of the paint, puts up the eight-footer, no good. Saborn brings down the rebound. Outlet pass to Wilkie. Wilkie may have taken an extra step. They say the ball was tipped. That's why they didn't call the walk. Back out top for three. It's good. Trevor Saborn, doesn't matter. Ravenna got what they wanted, and that's a bucket. 27-20, third three of the quarter for Ravenna, and Matt Moore will bring it across the timeline to Squires. Wide open on the right wing as Lease puts up the three and hits it. That's really one of the first wide open shots we've seen on either side, and Lease with his second three. 30-20 Stars, a minute to 20 to go here in the half, and once again the intensity picks up a little bit. Garrett Irvine with him in the left wing, couple of dribbles on Squires, started to make the pass, the ball slipped away and Baronic picked it up. He'll reset it, work it on Hoosman, left-hand dribble, gets to the baseline, up. Fans wanted it, Baronic kept that pivot foot just barely on the ground. And the foul on Brian Hoosman will be his first. And Baronic will go to the line and shoot two. He is 4 of 5 in this quarter. He has all 10 of his points in this quarter, but misses the front right here. Fitzgerald and Petrie and James all in for Kearney Catholic. And Mark Cremosta in for Ravenna. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll chat with Rick Petrie as the Kearney Catholic girls were a winner tonight. But Jeff Dover's team is going to be fine. They just were cold from the field in the first half this evening. Second free throw, Baronic up and in. And Ravenna wants to sub. So they will, and Connor is going to come out here for a breather with 1:04 to go. He's got the two fouls. Good move by Coach and Father Paul Baronic. No need to have him pick up a silly third before halftime. And the clock did not start, apparently, on the inbounds pass, so they blow it dead. And they'll run the clock down to 59 seconds. And now that means the Stars have to throw it in again, so they have to break the press again. And James finds a way to get it up across the timeline. Pushes it to the right side, almost carried the ball, kicks it back out between the circles. So Tyson calling, 45 seconds to go. Let's see if the Stars try to melt the whole last minute off the clock. Spreading the floor, running the weave game, but not necessarily holding the ball because Ravenna's definitely putting pressure on him. Ball up top to Colling. Colling to the high post. Now they kick it back out. We're not looking to drive to the hoop. We're down to 25 seconds to go here before halftime. Kearney Catholic will have the lead at the half. How much will it be? It's 9 right now. Petrie takes it over to Colling. 15 seconds at midcourt. Colling loses his balance. Still able to hold the ball. Throws it all the way back out to midcourt after he drove to the baseline. Fitzgerald at midcourt with 6. 5 drives into the paint, pulls up from 13, and banks it in, and we go to halftime. And that's the way this first half has gone. Kearney Catholic having the bounces go their way. And at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 32 and Ravenna 21. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from Cope Gymnasium, nearly sold out on this Tuesday night for one of the best rivalries of the Lou Platt Conference, the Blue Jays and the Stars, and we'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half of our boys' game, it is Kearney Catholic 32 and Ravenna 21. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a minute, but we'll remind you that we've got more basketball later this week here on Classic Hits and on ESPN 1460. On the Classic Hits 98.9 dial, what you're listening to right now, Thursday night, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden, scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock with that doubleheader. And Friday, we get back to the Fort Kearney Conference as Pleasanton will host Overton. Pleasanton boys banged up a little bit, but if they have at least one or two of their kids back, it should be an interesting matchup with Overton. And Friday night, the Kearney High boys travel to Grand Island. We'll have that game at 7:45 on ESPN 1460. The Kearney Grand Island girls game is in Kearney on Friday night. Kearney boys off to an undefeated start with a couple of nice wins. Kearney Catholic girls are also off to an undefeated start after a 72-55 win over Ravenna tonight. And they are 4-0. Ravenna falls to 4-1. Balanced attack for the Stars. 14 points for Theron Baum. 12 for Bailey Sokolowski. 11, Michaela Mestel. 10, Ellie Conley. Ravenna, 13 for Maggie Mateka. 10 each from JC Zorb and Carissa Finke. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here at the half. And Coach, I haven't seen all five of them, but I'm going to, or all four of them, but I'm going to guess this was the best of the bunch so far.
Absolutely. We played really, really well tonight. You know, we were able to move the ball, and I thought our guards did a really nice job against their pressure.
You shut them down. They couldn't get the threes to fall early. You brought the zone defense out to even make it harder to take a three. They tried to get it inside, drew some fouls, but the ball wasn't falling for them. It was falling for you, and a lot of that has to do with the way you were running your defense tonight.
It was. I thought we did a good job mixing defenses up, playing a little man and playing a little zone, and just kind of mixing things up and giving them something different to think about.
What is it about Ravenna and Kearney Catholic? I mean, were the girls a little more stoked coming out tonight? I mean, they always, you never know for sure, but they always seem to be.
You know, it's two good programs battling, and, you know, the kids have a lot of respect for one another, and I think that, you know, anytime we meet, there's just a little bit added emphasis. You know, we had some things happen last year, and they were able to come up, and I think our girls just wanted to, you know, defend our floor.
What were, besides shooting the ball well, playing defense well, or were there some other intangibles? The freshmen continue to do okay when you put them in there. Anything that you got to work on before the three games that wrap up the regular season before Christmas?
You know, I think anytime, you know, you play, you want to do things a little bit better. I think a couple times we broke down in communication and who had who in the second half. We let them didn't get out to the three-point shooters and those things, but you know, and the other thing is I think we need to work on getting the ball inside just a little bit more.
Now, after starting 1 of 10 from three-point land, Ravenna finished 7 of 10 and got it to 14, but that was as close as they were in the second half. This is it for Bailey Sokolowski. She looked good out there. She played pretty well tonight, so I guess explain to the fans that don't know what's going on. She's had a medical problem that they finally said we need to fix, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, she hurt her ankle summer after freshman year and came back a little too soon trying to play in a top 10 volleyball tournament. She probably should have rested it then. But, you know, she didn't, and it's kind of bothered her off and on, and she's rolled it a couple times. And, you know, she's got a couple ligaments that they need to go in and fix.
With her out, what will you have to do? You have plenty of depth. You've been fortunate enough to have plenty of height on this year's team, but there's not somebody that you can bring off the bench that's going to be able to do some of the things that she does.
No, because, you know, she's able to defend some kids that, you know, she can guard somebody a little bit shorter, and yet, you know, if we need to put her on somebody else, she can guard them too. I mean, she's one of our better defenders, and, you know, she understands where to be on the floor, and you know, like tonight, I thought she played really, really well and just, you know, giving people some outlet places to go and things like that.
Elm Creek, Axtell, Adams Central still on the roster before the holiday tournament, which is right here, and you bring Ogallala in. North Platte St. Pat's has always given you some battles, but I'm going to venture to say you're probably going to be favored until January. What about where your team could be by January 1st?
Well, you know, hopefully we'll continue to play at a high level. I mean, you know, obviously we're going to have to mix some other kids into the rotation now with Bailey out, and you know, they're going to have to be able to step up and do a nice job for us and not turn the ball over. I mean, that's the biggest thing when you go a little bit deeper in the bench. Sometimes those kids have a tendency to turn the ball over a little bit more, but hopefully with some experience, they'll come in and settle down and help us out.
All right, Rick, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you again soon. Happy holidays, and congratulations on a well-played game tonight.
Thanks, Doug, and thanks for covering us. We appreciate it.
Kearney Catholic girls 72-55 over Ravenna. And again, Ravenna's back in action Thursday at home against Gibbon. Boys game, Kearney Catholic leads number one Ravenna 32-21 at the half. We'll be back with the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
2:15 remaining here on the halftime clock, and the teams, Kearney Catholic, just coming back out on the court. Ravenna a little farther away from the gym, still not back out on the court, so I'm sure Coach Paul Baranek trying to get things changed around here and do something about their offensive struggles. For Ravenna, only two players scored in the first half. The big two, Trevor Saborn, 10 points, a rebound, and a block. Connor Baranek, all 11 points in the second quarter, including five free throws and two threes. Five rebounds for him. Tyson Anderson and Mark Cremosta have a rebound. Garrett Irvine has two rebounds. Five rebounds in each quarter. All the free throws were in the second quarter by Connor Baranek, where he was 5 of 7. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 of the first quarter, and 2 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Tyson Anderson, Connor Baranek, Trace Armstrong, and Lucas Wilkie. 5 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. Ravenna has 21 points, 10 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, a rebound. Blake Holtmeyer, the sophomore off the bench, actually is the leading scorer with 9 points, including a 4-point play. He has 2 rebounds. Brett James, a rebound. Connor Streit has hit a 3-pointer. Brian Hoosman, 2 rebounds. Keegan Fitzgerald, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Colin Petrie, 2 points. Alex Lee, 7 points and a rebound. Tyson Colling, 2 points. David Squire, 2 points. Kearney Catholic also has 5 rebounds in each quarter. All their free throws have been in the second quarter. They are also 5 of 7. Three-point shooting, 3 of 7 of the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second, and turnovers, 5 of the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, 2 on Connor Streit, Alex Lease, and David Squires. 11 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second at the half. The Stars have 32 points, 10 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers. In the battle of 3-0 state-rated teams, Kearney Catholic leads Ravenna 32-21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half. They're going to waste no time. Get it inside to Saborn, who lays it up and in and draws the foul. So they had it drawn up right out of the halftime break. And it's 32-23, 12 points for Saborn. And the foul is on Alex Lease, and that is his third. Free throw is up, and it is in for Saborn. So quickly the lead is cut to 8, the full court pressure on. And a reach-in foul called on Ravenna as it's knocked out of the hands of Connor Streit. And we saw this early in the first quarter, so these teams have to be careful. It's the third foul on Lucas Wilkie. Squires to throw it in. Looks like the original starters for Kearney Catholic. And finally, they skip pass it all the way to midcourt to Lease. 2-on-3 as he brings it across the timeline. Skip pass over the left wing to Colling. Back up top to Squires. Baranek's on him to Lease, and Colling has it. Squires in the left-hand corner. Throws up a 3. It's off the mark. No good. Backside rebound to Mark Cremosta. Cremosta gets it off to Anderson. Nice job, Saborn, get by the defender and then decides to kick it off weak side to Baranek. 1-on-1, takes it to the rack, partially blocked in there by Brian Hoosman, and the Stars come out of there with it, as getting the loose ball is Connor Streit. 32-24, again, there's a good move by Baranek, just knocked away, and now the Stars throw it away, trying to rifle it into the paint, and Anderson will come out of there with the basketball. Baranek the trailer. decides not to take the three, dribbles into the left-hand corner, picks his dribble up, needs some help, throws into the paint, finds Wilkie, backdoor layup, good. Lucas Wilkie slid in the back door and cuts the lead to six. 32-26, this is as close as it's been since early on in the game. Remember, the Stars were up 21-7 at one point. Their biggest lead, 14, now six. Working on Baronic, trying to find a pick is Colling. Good switch that time, though, by the Blue Jays. Colling still dribbling into the left-hand corner to Lease. Three-pointer on the way, over everything, and out of bounds off Ravenna. So the Stars will get it underneath. Squires to throw it in. Kearney Catholic looking for their first points here of the second half. Ravenna has put up five. Squires to throw it in, looking, and a five-second count on Kearney Catholic, so they don't get it in. 10th turnover of the basketball game. And Ravenna is starting to make a comeback. And they're doing it quickly here in the third quarter. Storm up 2-1 as they get ready to start the third period at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze 94.5. Baronic, ball knocked out of his hands. Great save by Hoosman. Hoosman gets it to Lease. Numbers aren't there. They try to get it ahead to Colling to the baseline. Stops and kicks it back out to Strike. Connor to the baseline. He'll throw through. Get it into the hands of Hoosman. Running one-handed up and in. Somehow the Stars were able to get the ball, control the ball, and score. They were out of control the whole time. Wilkie for three. It's off the mark at the other end. Ball tipped into the hands of Connor Strike. Strike, outlet pass to Hoosman. Hoosman stops at the top of the circle. Gives it to the trailer, Tyson Colling. Brings it to the left baseline against the man-to-man. Skip pass up top, Lease for three. It's short, no good. Stars, who hit 50% of their threes in the first half, have missed their first three here. And Tyson Anderson with a rebound. Takes it inside, gets it back, puts up the three. It's no good. Anderson has yet to score in the game. And a foul on the rebound attempt going to be called on Ravenna. Going to be on Mark Cremosta. That's actually his first personal foul. Second team foul, and let the substitutions begin. Trace Armstrong, Garrett Irvine for Ravenna, Brett James, and Keegan Fitzgerald for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Wood River. 5:25 to go, third quarter, 34-26 Stars between the circles with it. Is Keegan Fitzgerald, takes it into the right-hand corner, can't get anywhere, kicks it back out to Hoosman. Not much in the paint right now for the Stars. 2 points, and that was on a Hoosman bucket. Brian with it now up between the circles, dribbles to the high post, lost his footing, lost the ball. Three turnovers in the quarter already by Kearney Catholic. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 34-26. Saborn open three on the way, that one will not go. And both teams 0 of 3 from long range. Rebound to Brett James. You'll be able to tell when a 3 goes in, the crowd will erupt. But both teams 0 of 3 here in the quarter. Stars up top with it, Fitzgerald. Guarded there by Trace Armstrong. Spread the floor a little bit on this man-to-man. Try and open up the lane for Squires, possibly, who's guarded by Garrett Irvine. Now Squires pops out top. Long, long 3, and it is short. Rebound, Brett James, though, gets an offensive board. Fitzgerald, the long three, it's no good. Stars have been taken out of their offense. Tyson Anderson with the rebound, so give Ravenna credit. They have forced the Stars to take some long shots, and the jumper by Saborn won't go. A little eight-footer punched out of there. Rebound, Fitzgerald. He runs the floor, falls down, but kept the dribble. Now the pass knocked away by Anderson. The steal is made, takes it in, and then went to dish it off to Armstrong. It's loose. Ravenna grabs it. The trailer is Baronic. He'll take a running one-hander, and he'll be fouled before he can get a shot away. Again, the ball totally out of control after the steal by Anderson. And the foul on Kearney Catholic is going to be on Connor Stride, and that'll be his third. Here comes Colin Petrie in and Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic. Lucas Wilkie for Ravenna. And right now, the Stars may be deep enough on the bench that the Blue Jays ought to be able to have a mismatch out there. Let's see what they do. Baronic to throw it in. Let's see if they go right back to Connor. Throw it into somebody and throw it back to Connor. Out on the wing to Anderson. And back to Baronic, but he couldn't catch it. On the high post, the ball's knocked away. And coming up with it is Connor Strite to Petrie. One dribble, a left elbow to Fitzgerald on the skip pass right wing. Into the corner to Strite. And a good job there by Ravenna to get back and not allow the transition bucket. Driving in, Fitzgerald has his shot partially tipped out of there by Tyson Anderson. And Baranek will pick up the loose ball. Still 34-26, Kearney Catholic. 3.5 to go, third quarter. And a double dribble called on Ravenna. So they have 3 turnovers in the quarter, 10 in the game. Kearney Catholic, 4 in the quarter, 12 in the game. Baranek comes out for a breather. So that means Ravenna has Saborn and Anderson and Sid Techmeyer and Wilkie and Irvine on the floor. Kearney Catholic now has Squires, Fitzgerald, Colling, Moore, and Petrie. 34-26 Stars, but they've only scored 2 points in the quarter. And Ravenna, after getting 5 quick ones in the first 90 seconds, has went over 3 minutes without scoring. Tried to lob it back door, and Squires overshot Tyson Colling. One of those where Tyson looked and went, oh, that was for me? Squires threw it about halfway up the wall, headed towards the locker room. So Kearney Catholic, 5 turnovers in less than 5 minutes after having 8 total in the first half. Ravenna, though, has not been able to close the gap closer than 8. Blake Holtmeyer is in, and he is going to be reaching in to commit the foul on Connor Baranek. For Blake, that'll be his first. Smart move there by the Jays. Post up the 6'6 senior against the 6'1 sophomore. And now to throw it in will be from the baseline. Baranek has to go out to Anderson. Left side of the key. A couple of dribbles and backs up. Now to Baranek. Posted up at the 3-point arc. Holtmeyer on him. Reverse the ball over on the right side to Saborn. Saborn trying to make a move on Moore. They double him. Back up top Anderson for the 3. It will not go. Rebound Holtmeyer. His 3rd of the game. Gives it to Fitzgerald. He's running track to the other end and then just fires a bullet over the head of Matt Moore and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic has all of their timeouts remaining. Ravenna has 4 of their timeouts remaining. But with neither team making a move here offensively, neither team has really lost any momentum. The Tri-City Storm have just dumped back-to-back goals in the net. They're up 4-1 over Sioux City with 10.5 to go at the Viero Events Center. And then they have to go to Sioux City on Saturday night, and that'll be here on Classic Hits. A good job by the Storm. Should be able to hold on with a 4-1 lead, hopefully 10 minutes to go. Right now, Connor Baranek down by 8 here. Ravenna's trailed since making the first bucket of the game. They went up 3-0 and then fell behind 11-3. Now the ball stolen away. Fitzgerald trying to beat everybody back, and he did, but he missed the layup. He was too worried about who was behind him. And here comes Ravenna the other way. Stars are there defensively. Baranek needs some help. Ooh, he throws it off of a Star player that almost takes off the noggin of the referee. It did hit him, and it went in the stands. I think Ravenna was just getting ready to call timeout. Connor got in a little bit of trouble for that on Saturday night with this same crew, I do believe. But that time it was in regulation play. It just really ricocheted hard. But it did keep the possession for Ravenna, and that, for the Blue Jays, is what's important. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. It is still 34-26. We have went 3 minutes, I believe, without either team scoring. Now the left side of the lane is open. Anderson gets it inside. The ball's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Holtmeyer and Hoosman were there. I believe it was Blake that got his hand on the basketball. And Ravenna will throw it in. Driving the left baseline. We're going to get a hand check foul called on Kearney Catholic before the drive. It's going to be on Keegan Fitzgerald. That is his first foul of the game. 4th of the half on the Stars. Still looking to move that scoreboard. Going to have to wake up Rick Petrie, who's running the scoreboard here, because nothing has happened in the last 4 minutes offensively. Baranek trying to make something happen against the double team. Cut off by Petrie and Hoosman. Kicks it out to Irvine. Reverse it over to Saborn. Tries to make a spin into the paint. Forces the issue. Lays it up. Draws the foul. And it falls off the front of the rim. And it won't go, but a chance for free throws. Foul is on Tyson Colling, his 2nd. And at the line, Trevor Saborn to shoot 2. He is 1 of 1, 13 points in the game. First free throw up, and it is in. Back into the ball game, Trace Armstrong, and Wilkie will check out. And once again, Ravenna can cut the lead to 6. And it is on the way, and it is good. It's a 6-point game, 34-28. Kearney Catholic against the full court pressure. Calling up the right sideline. Bounce pass to Holtmeyer. Two on one. Holtmeyer takes it right to the hoop and draws a blocking foul on Garrett Irvine. Irvine was going to let Holtmeyer kind of go into the hoop and try and block his shot from the side, and it didn't even get that far. Holtmeyer kind of leaned into him, and Blake, who is 2 of 3, scored 9 points in the second quarter, will go to the line. Second foul on Irvine, by the way, and the free throw is up and right through there for Blake Holtmeyer. Just the third point of the quarter by Kearney Catholic, yet they lead 35-28. Squires in, and Petrie checks out with a minute 26 to go here in the third quarter. And Holtmeyer will put the second free throw up, and it is in. So Holtmeyer still leads the team in scoring with 11, and it's 36-28. He was a cog that I'm sure Ravenna didn't even plan for this basketball game. The lead to 8. And in the corner, how about a 3 from the big fellow? Way short there for Irvine, trying to save it. The Jays go out of bounds. Good hustle despite the inability to throw it back in by Trace Armstrong. Here comes Cremosta in, and Irvine's going to check out. Probably not the shot that the Blue Jays wanted at that point. 1:10 to go third quarter, where the offense has come to a standstill. And you still have not had a field goal in nearly 5 minutes. One field goal in 5 minutes, for sure. 1 minute to go in the quarter, 36-28. The girls will easily score more than the boys did. 72-55, Kearney Catholic today. Fitzgerald dribbles around long enough to get through the double team. And now a double dribble called after he got down to the baseline. When he came to that quick stop, he must have lost the handle on it. That is the 7th turnover in the quarter. One of the reasons the Stars aren't scoring because they aren't shooting. 7 turnovers in the quarter, 15 in the game. And Ravenna with a basketball. They need a bucket here to get this lead down to 6, maybe even 5. In the paint, Cremosa. They try that back cut to Baronic. Stars are ready for it. Baronic on the low post, and he's going to get fouled on the shot. Stars knew it was coming, but Hoosman just giving up 6 inches there. Couldn't elevate as high as Baronic. Commits his second foul. Connor, all 11 of his points came with the second quarter of play. He's 5 of 7 at the line. And basically not heard from here in this quarter. That free throw no good. Connor, once he got up to about 6'4", now he's 6'6", saw his free throw percentage go down. Here comes Blake Cremosta, a freshman, into the ball game, as Ravenna most likely is going to play a little defense here on this last possession. Second free throw for Baronic with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. It rattles around, but this one goes in. A dozen points for Connor Baronic, and it's 36-29. Squires tries to dump it in, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. This is their first one of the game. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 36, Ravenna 29 on Classic Hits.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 36, Ravenna 29. Stars ball against full court pressure here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon. Also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass comes to Fitzgerald. Waits and then makes the long pass to midcourt to Tyson Colling, who attacks the baseline but wants to kick it out here. You know the Stars want to play for the last shot unless for some reason they find a layup here, which they didn't. Fitzgerald brings it out with 20 seconds. Squires comes out, and Armstrong follows him all the way to midcourt. Still dribbling the ball is Fitzgerald, but he's able to keep Saborn away from him far enough so the five-second count isn't on. Now it is with 8 seconds. And Fitzgerald gets into the paint, still dribbling, and then is slapped off his foot by a Blue Jay and out of bounds. Good job by Ravenna. And now they get the ball with 3 seconds to go, and you're going to see some substitutions come into the game for an apparent attempt at a bucket. And, boy, if Ravenna could somehow throw in a three here and cut it to four, they would really get a little jolt of energy. To throw it in is going to be Trevor Saborn. Everybody in the front court, kind of a Hail Mary. They try to go to Baronic. The ball is tipped away. No foul, and the Stars will steal it away. And that is the end of the quarter as Brian Hoosman came up with the loose ball. At halftime, it was Kearney Catholic by 11. Now they lead by 7. 8 minutes to go in regulation. Kearney Catholic 36, Ravenna 29. Can the number one Blue Jays mount a rally? We'll find out when we come back.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ravenna outscored the Stars 8-4 in the quarter. For Ravenna, 9 points via the free throw, 12 from three-point land. So only 4 2-point buckets the whole game for Ravenna. But Kearney Catholic didn't fare any better that quarter. 0-5 from three-point land for the Stars in the quarter. Also 0-5 for Ravenna, but the Stars get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading at 36-29. High post, Squires now to the left elbow. One dribble, two dribbles, backs his way in, lost the handle, ball's loose, it comes out to midcourt, Hoosman's able to grab it. Stars getting to the loose balls in this game. Leaf dumps it into the left-hand corner to Colling. Colling dribbles it out top and comes to the right-hand corner, open shot, Hoosman for three, it's good. Brian Hoosman with his first three-pointer of the game, he's got five, the lead is back up to 10, 39-29. Baronic, left corner, three on the way, will not go. High in the air, the rebound, Anderson, and Anderson with the putback gets his first point of the game. Saborn and Baronic have 27 of the 31 points now, 39-31. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter of play. High post with it is Lease. Dribbles to the right elbow, trying to lose Cremosta. Steps into the double team, forces the shot, no good. Squires had the rebound for a moment. It slips out of his hands, and Connor Baronic picks up his first rebound of the half and sixth of the game. Anderson open three, and it's in. Tyson Anderson doesn't score for three quarters and gets 5 points in 30 seconds. 39-34 is as close as Ravenna has been since the first quarter, when they fell behind 11-3 and eventually down by 14. Here comes Colling to the right baseline, leaves it off for Fitzgerald, lucky to get it. Squires at the free throw line, comes into the paint, open jumper from seven. David can't get it to go, but the rebound tipped out to Hoosman. Up top, Lease three, second chance, no. Hoosman, rebound, we got a foul underneath. And the foul is going to be on Ravenna. Wave off the main bucket by Hoosman. It's on Connor Baronic. That'll be his third. Only the fourth team foul. Six fouls have been called on Kearney Catholic. Brett James is going to come in for Tyson Colling. 39-34. Kearney Catholic by five. Blue Jays, though, have cut into that lead. Squires to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Nobody moving. Finally, they lob it out to midcourt at the last second to Fitzgerald. And Saborn on him with a man-to-man. Fitzgerald, left-hand dribble, brings it to the high post. Coming from behind, Wilkie knocks it away. The ball's still loose. Lee's trying to pick it up. Ravenna grabs it and calls timeout. Coach Paul Baronic saw what was happening. Trevor Saborn was laying on the floor, so they call the timeout. It'll be Ravenna's first timeout of the second half. They've got three remaining. 6:03 to go in the game. 39-34 Stars, with the Jays are mounting a comeback. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Tri-City Storm now up 5-1 midway through the period, third period against Sioux City. Right now, Ravenna trying to make the comeback. Ed Cheesick back there listening to the game. Probably having a hard time leaning on that one good hip. 39-34. Kearney Catholic has led ever since the first bucket of the game that Ravenna made. But right now, Ravenna can make it a one-possession game. Cremosta up top, swings it off to Anderson. Baronic on the left wing. They decide to go back up top to Mark Cremosta. Swing it over to Saborn. Run Baronic off a couple of picks, but Lees is able to hang with him. And they finally come all the way to midcourt to give it to Connor, who just turns and gives it back to Saborn. Good defense here by the Stars. James slips and goes down. They switch back over, though. Good coverage that time to help out by Fitzgerald. And Ravenna being very patient here. Look for the back door cut to Baronic. Makes a tough catch. Throws one up and draws the foul. They work that play for nearly 30 seconds. And will cash it in here with a Connor Baronic free throw attempt. Two of them. The foul was called on Alex Lees. And that will be his fourth with 5:21 to go. Connor Baronic at the free throw line. He is 6-9. And the first one is up and in. 13 points for Baronic, who still has not made a two-point bucket. Couple of threes and the rest free throws. So now Lees will check out of the game. James is back in. And the second free throw now on the way by Baronic, and it is good, and it is a three-point game. A 14-point first half lead down to three. The inbounds pass is stolen away, but a travel called. Trace Armstrong did a great job of stepping in front and making the steal, but he was right on the baseline, had nowhere to go, tried to take that extra step. You can't be disappointed with that one, though, if you're a Blue Jay fan. That was just great hustle. 39-36, Kearney Catholic. They've been held to 7 points in the second half. Up the floor, Fitzgerald kicks it way in the wing. A timeout called by the Stars. That was actually calling that was coming up the middle of the floor. He had Fitzgerald in the corner wide open, but instead of attacking the bucket for a three-on-one, they nearly threw it away. And Fitzgerald caught the ball, and when he jumped in the air, he called timeout. And the Ravenna fans unhappy that the timeout was granted. 5:12 to go in the game. And now you're in that situation. If you're Kearney Catholic, you start thinking, oh boy, here they come, here they come, here they come. This is what Ravenna always does to us. They find a way to go on a run. But Kearney Catholic has gotten the better of them a couple of times in the past. But Ravenna, they've got one thing on their mind. State champions, they'd like to do it undefeated. You don't have to do it undefeated. And they've got some tough teams yet to play. There's a great one in February. Minden's number one in C1. They're number one in C2. It'd be something if they could both be number one for that meeting on February the 10th, of course, right here. And a baseball pass into the backcourt here for the Kearney Catholic Stars to make sure that they don't turn the ball over. You can hear the Ravenna fans getting into it. Still 5 minutes to go. A lot of time in the game. 39-36, Kearney Catholic spreading the floor, going into their weave, really trying to set up one bucket. Squires over to James. James into the high post. Kicks it off to the top of the circle. Gets into the hands of Colling. He forces the issue, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Ravenna. That'll be the fifth team foul. It's on Tyson Anderson, his third. Kearney Catholic has 16 fouls. Alex Lees, the only player with 4 fouls in the game. Connor Stride has 3 for Ravenna, 3 on Anderson, Baronic, and Lucas Wilkie. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball on the sideline to throw it in. Squires in the front court looking for that back door. It was there, but they decided not to try and throw it over the top of Trace Armstrong, so they dump it in the back court again, and coming through Fitzgerald, gets into the double team, a trip. And a foul. But again, no shot. Foul is on Mark Cremosta, his second. Sixth team foul. Last year, the Blue Jays 20-5. They beat Kearney Catholic on this night 68-53, but Kearney Catholic beat them in the conference semifinals 70-60 and went on to win the championship last year. Again, the Stars are throwing it all the way into the backcourt here just to get the ball inbound. And now the ball stolen away by Veronik. Veronik with the steal, takes it in. Blocking foul, layup will not roll, but two more free throws coming up. A chance to cut it to one. The 18th turnover by Kearney Catholic, and the foul on Keegan Fitzgerald will be his second. Two free throws for Connor Veronik. 5 of 7 of the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half, and this free throw is up, and it is good. 9 of 12 from the line for Connor Veronik. He's got 15 points. It is a two-point game, 39-37. Stars really need a bucket. They have went a long time without scoring as the second free throw is good, 39-38. Timeout, Kearney Catholic with 4:28 to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic 39, Ravenna 38, and we're back in a minute on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Doug Goodell along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, as we've got 4:28 to go in this boys' top 10 matchup. Two of the top teams, if not the two top teams, in the Lou Platte Conference. With due respect to Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull, 39-38. Kearney Catholic has had their lead cut to one. Against full court pressure, the Stars get it in. Try to throw over the top of it. They do. Get it into the hands of Brian Hoosman. Gets it across the timeline, but Ravenna has overplayed the ball now. And the Stars have not found a way to attack the hoop. A lot of pushing away for the basketball as they get it to Lees on the left side of the key. Does a little head and shoulder fake and comes back out between the circles guarded by Wilkie. That would be a mismatch, but he does not drive on him. Gives it to Saborn. Driving in, the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. I think that was Anderson that blocked Brian Hoosman. Saborn was right there as well. 3:58 to go. Kearney Catholic with 7 points in the half. Brian Hoosman has 5 of them, a 2 and a 3. Pass all the way into the backcourt again. The Stars starting to miss some opportunities. I think they're getting a little nervous. There's no doubt about it. They've missed some shots, missed some opportunities, missed some passes that they didn't miss in the first half. Fitzgerald with killing time out top. They give it over to Squire. Stars got to find a way to attack. There's 3:40 to go in the game. But Ravenna's got everything covered right now. They've figured it out defensively and have shut down the Stars. Squires in the left-hand corner. Skip pass all the way to the right wing. Fitzgerald with it. Working on Wilkie. Gets by him. By Cremosa. Got Veronik in the air. Then didn't take the shot. Kicked it out for a three, but it's good by Tyson Colling. And it's 42-38. I don't know why when he got right underneath, he had Veronik in the air for an easy foul. Instead, kicked it out, but Stars do hit the three, and they're back up by 4. And now a foul away from the basket. A hold on Kearney Catholic trying to keep Connor Veronik from where he wants to go. And it's on Brian Hoosman. That'll be his third. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Connor Veronik. Veronik has been strong at the line. Evidently, Brian Hoosman was having something to say underneath, so they're going to take him out of the game. And for Veronik, we just told you, 5 of 7 in the first half, 5 of 6 in the second half, 10 of 13 at the line. The 1-1 up and in. 42-39, Kearney Catholic. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, a chat with the coaches. Girls game went to Kearney Catholic tonight. Both teams were very balanced and shot the ball well. 72-55. Stars were up big at half and were able to get the win. Connor Baronic hits the second free throw, and it's back to a two-point game. And on the inbounds pass, diving for the steal, a foul will be called on Trace Armstrong. And that'll put the Stars in the 1-1. That's good hustle, but you don't want to commit a foul 80 feet away from the hoop. So if you get the ball, fine. But even if Armstrong hit the ball, it would have went out of bounds. But Paul Baronic says good hustle, and that's what you say. He's going to come out, and it looks like the original five starters back on the floor for Ravenna with 3:06 left to go in the game. At the line, Tyson Colling is shooting the 1-1. His first free throw of the night is up and in. Colling, who just hit the big three moments ago to finally move the scoreboard for the Stars, now has 6 points, 43-40. Colling takes his time. Second free throw up and hits the pressure free throws. 44-40, Kearney Catholic. Ravenna will bring it into the front court with Saborn, and Lease fouled him. And he's fouled out. Lease just absolutely threw a hip out there as Saborn went around him, and Alex Lease is fouled out of the basketball game. 7 points, one rebound in the contest tonight for Alex, and he'll leave us with exactly 3 minutes to go. And I'm sure Alex frustrated with that turn of events. And so he's done, and Brett James will come in, and that means Trevor Saborn, who has 15 points, will go to the line. Again, as the free throw is up, it is no good. It's a two-shot foul because they're in the double bonus already with 3 minutes to go in the game. 33 of the 40 points by Ravenna, Saborn and Baronic have scored. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Saborn gets 1-2, 44-41, Kearney Catholic, 3 minutes to go. Inbounds pass comes to Brett James. He's trapped in the double team, and a timeout will be called. So both teams had plenty of timeouts to bail them out of these situations, and it's going to be a full timeout. With 2:57 to go in the game, Kearney Catholic has the ball, and a 44-41 lead over Ravenna. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Also earlier tonight, the UNK women took on Fort Hays State. Hays improves to 9-1 with a 63-50 win over the Lopers. Lopers playing shorthanded, only had 8 girls suited up tonight, hung in there, but could not finish the deal. And the Tri-City Storm up 5-1 with 5.5 to go against Sioux City. Here it's 44-41, Kearney Catholic. Stars with the ball. Pass is tipped, but Wilkie's tip goes into the air, and Hoosman's able to grab it up ahead to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald slows it down. Stars are being very patient. They don't want to take a rush shot here as Ravenna really overplaying the ball. And once again, did the clock not start? I think the clock did not start. Only 1 second ran off the clock. And so they will run the clock down here. So I imagine about 2:46 or so. 2:47. And Ravenna will have to inbound it again. It started, and then it ran 1 second off. That's the second time that has happened tonight. Now the ball comes in, and things are going okay. Kearney Catholic gets it to James. James attack, leaves it into the corner for Squires. Fakes the three. Thought he had an opening. Gets it into Hoosman. A little left-hand hook up and in. Hoosman with all 7 of his points in the second half, and Kearney Catholic has a 5-point lead. 46-41, 2:30 to go Ravenna with Saborn trying to back in, back out to Baranek. He's going to put his head down, drive, and draw the foul. Can't get the shot to go, but he will go back to the free throw line where he has been making 11. He's 6-6 of the quarter from the line. And the foul on Brian Hoosman, and that is his fourth. They don't want to lose Hoosman. He's the one that's been putting the points on the board, albeit not a ton, but he's hit a couple of clutch shots here in the fourth quarter. Two free throws now for Connor Baranek. Trying to keep his team in it from the line. And the first one is good. 19 points for Connor Baranek. 16 points for Trevor Saborn. 5 for Tyson Anderson on back-to-back buckets here in the fourth quarter. And Lucas Wilkie got another bucket in the third quarter, and that's it. Second free throw, Baranek up, in. He's 8 of 8 in the quarter, 9 of 10 of the half. It's 46-43 Stars. Inbounds pass, they get it to Hoosman, but he dropped it, so he's got to get rid of it to Squires. Outlet pass into the front court, they get it to Fitzgerald. 2:15 to go, long pass into the left-hand corner to Colling. And now the Stars by 3 could have a little time if they do want to milk the clock. Hoosman down the low block, get it to Squires. Great backdoor bounce pass into the hands of Colling, laid it up and in. You're not going to see it any better in the NBA. That was perfect. And now the Blue Jays have to come down and try and answer. 48-43. Way up top is Baranek. They try to clear the lane for him, maybe. Colling's got 4 fouls. He takes it at him, and Squires commits the foul. Squires coming over on the double down, and they're letting Baranek take over right now. He's not making the shots, but he is hitting free throws, and Squires, who had 2 fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game, gets his third there. So Connor goes back to the free throw line. First one is up and in. 48-44. Kearney Catholic, 1:44 to go in the game. Ravenna cut it to 1 at 39-38, but could not take the lead. Second free throw good. Baranek 10 of 10 in the quarter. And the baseball pass almost hit the rafters here. Underneath, wide open is James. They get it to him. He's fouled. Shot no good. But Trevor Saborn had the foul. And they were able to overthrow the Ravenna defense that time and had a 2-on-1. So Brett James, who has not scored and has not shot a free throw tonight anyway, will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul was called on the shot. Otherwise, it would have been a 1-and-1, and the free throw is up and right through there for Brett James, the 5'6 junior. Both teams have done a pretty good job of hitting their free throws. Kearney Catholic is 10 of 12. Ravenna is 20 of 28. Better than that, I got to refigure. The free throw is up and in. James hits them both. Bottom line is it's 50-45. Kearney Catholic, 1:40 to go. Ravenna takes it over to Anderson. Back up top, Baranek. Does he drive again? Now they switch. James on him. Baranek draws the triple team into the corner for the 3. It's all the way around and out. Saborn, no good. Rebound, Brett James. James up the floor to Fitzgerald. 1:20 to go. Now Ravenna's got to find a way to create a turnover as the Stars play keep away with a 5-point lead. Still a 1-and-1 on the foul, which is committed there. Brett James will go to the line to shoot the 1-and-1. The foul is on Mark Cremosta, his third. Brett James just hit 2 free throws. Ravenna was 9 of 12 at the line through 3 quarters, and they are 11 of 12 in the fourth quarter, so they're 20 of 24. The free throw, James, no good on the front end of the 1-and-1. Rebound brought down by Connor Baranek. Still 1:10 to go. Baranek pulls up for a long 3 and hit it. Timeout, Ravenna. It would not end any other way. We're going to the wire with 1:01 to go. Kearney Catholic 50, Ravenna 48. We're back after this.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Connor Baranek has a game-high 25 points and he has not made a two-point bucket. Three threes and 16 free throws. 101 to go. Kearney Catholic 50, Ravenna 48. Ravenna has two timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic has one, and they've used three of those timeouts in this quarter. So the Stars have to make sure that they can get the ball in cleanly. Here we go. Squires to throw it in. There's Brett James open on the wing. Dribbles into the corner. Gives it back to Squires. That's probably who you want to foul. Up ahead they go to Fitzgerald. Still not across the timeline. Long pass. Colling went and got it in the far corner. 50 seconds to go and a reach-in foul. Colling dribbled into the defense, which was dangerous, but he got the foul call. And it is on Trace Armstrong. And that is his fourth. Both teams are in the double bonus. And at the line to shoot two, Tyson Colling. Two of two in the quarter. He's got 7 points in the quarter, nine in the game. The first of two is up and in. 51-48. 50 seconds to go. Second free throw coming up. Chance to make it a two-possession game yet again. And the free throw is good. Colling hits them both. Huge fourth quarter for him. 52-48 as Saborn brings it up one-on-one. Cut off by Colling. Back out to Baronic against Hoosman. Draws the double team. It's a two-man game right now. To Saborn comes in, lays it up over Squires and scores. And another timeout will be called by Ravenna. They'll have one remaining. 34 seconds to go in the game. It's a two-point game again. Kearney Catholic 52, Ravenna 50. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And again, as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports action like tonight's battle of undefeated top 10 boys basketball teams that has come down to the final minute. It is Kearney Catholic 52, Ravenna 50, 34 seconds to go. Each team one timeout remaining. If there is a jump ball, it would go to Ravenna. Kearney Catholic will throw it in here. Both teams are in the double bonus. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 7 at the line in the fourth quarter, 13 of 16 in the game. Ravenna is 11 of 12 from the free throw line of the fourth quarter. As Squires looks to get it in, dumps it into Hoosman, right back over the defense to Squires. To Hoosman, pass toward midcourt, still in the backcourt. Now they fire it across to Fitzgerald, to James. He's going to attack the hoop, and the layup was way off the mark, but he got fouled. And the layup was not way off the mark because he got fouled. He went up, that ball just flew out of his hands, and Lucas Wilkie called for the foul. James, 2 of 3 at the line here in this fourth quarter. He gets two. 24.6 to go. First free throw by Brett James is no good. And back on the floor, Garrett Irvine, Wilkie, Saborn, Anderson, Baronic to five on the floor here for Ravenna. Ravenna is 6 of 17 from three-point land, 2 of 4 in the quarter. James tries to make it a three-point game, and he does. Right through there for Brett James, 53 to 50. So Ravenna doesn't need a three. They still have a timeout, but let's see what they do. Anderson off the pick, loses his dribble, needs some help, gives it off Saborn to Anderson, trying to get it to Baronic. Baronic doesn't want to force the three. 12 seconds. Now they're going to have to take a three. Baronic right wing, 8 seconds, stops, gets a little room, throws the three up and in. 3 seconds, 2.5, Kearney Catholic timeout. Kearney Catholic couldn't have played any better defense, and Ravenna couldn't have been any more patient. And Connor Baronic hits his fourth three. He's got 28, and we are tied for the first time all night. Unbelievable. Add another chapter to this story. Kearney Catholic would like another little bit of time put on the clock here. I don't think they're going to put any more time on the clock. The Stars will have the length of the court to go here. with 2.6 to go. And the one thing the Stars have to be aware of is the length of the arms on Ravenna, that they could deflect it in bounce pass and possibly get it right underneath their own hoop. Also, that's the last timeout for the Stars, so they've got to get the ball in. And right now, head coach Don Lease has drawn up a play. Give credit to the Blue Jays. They were patient. They made a couple threes that they needed to down the stretch. They drove, made their free throws. 16 fourth quarter points for Connor Veronik. They put it in the hands of their star, and he was able to bring him back. Now we are tied at 53. Kearney Catholic, 32 points in the first half, 21 in the second half. The third quarter, very low scoring, 8-4 Ravenna. Hoosman, James, Fitzgerald, Colling, and Squires. Squires to throw it in. They do not guard the inbounds pass. Here we go with 2.6. Squires looking, looking. Gets it to James. James, well, he just casts it up, and that's the end of the regulation. Stars didn't get anything off that out-of-bounds play. And so we go to overtime. 53-53, and we'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And we go overtime for the first time this season as Kearney Catholic will not be able to put the basketball game away. Ravenna was down by as many as 14, but Connor Baronic scored 16 in the fourth quarter to help Ravenna hit that three with 3 seconds to go. Did everything he could to get open, and it wasn't even a straightaway shot, but he did get his balance. And now we're ready to tip that ball away, and Ravenna is going to win the overtime tip. And the only lead Ravenna had was the first bucket of regulation at 3-0. And then they went about 6 minutes without scoring. They were down 11-5 after one, 32-21 at the half. And then they outscore Kearney Catholic 24-17 in the fourth. They had 29 points through three quarters and scored 24 in the fourth, and that's what champions do. And Kearney Catholic knew it, and now stepping in, Colling got the steal, but his toes on the sideline in front of the Ravenna bench. So 30 seconds into overtime, 53 all. Each team does get an extra timeout, so Ravenna has two. Kearney Catholic gets one. On the right wing, Anderson. They're really not guarding him too much. He throws it back out to Veronik. The ball is slapped out of bounds by Brett James. Remember, Alex Leith has fouled out. He fouled out with 3 minutes to go in the game. Four fouls for Wilkie and Armstrong for Ravenna. And Hoosman also has four for Kearney Catholic. Veronik now, as they spread the floor with 3:20 to go in overtime, looking for our first shot. And Hoosman's guarding him. He's got to be careful. Draws the double team. Quick reversal to the left side. Gets it to Saborn. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back out. Kermosta to Anderson. Anderson into the paint. Back out Veronik. Real quick ball movement, but no looking at a shot. Now a three off the screen. Up and in by Tyson Anderson. And the first lead since the first quarter and the first shot of the game for Ravenna. Now let's see what the Stars could do, who kept their offense pretty quiet in the second half. Up top, Squires. Both teams in the double bonus if we get to a foul. Jump ball would go to Kearney Catholic already. 2:40 to go in the overtime. And the Stars got to find a way to stay with Ravenna now. And have to be a little emotionally drained after playing so well all game long, yet couldn't win it in regulation. Colling tries to take it in on Baronik. Bounce pass, long three by Squires, and he hits it. David Squires his first field goal of the game. 56-all. Fast break the other way. Inside Anderson, or Saborn draws the pressure. They kick it back out. Mark Cremosa to Baronic on the left wing. I cannot believe that ball went in. It was right in front of us from Squires. Looked like it boomeranged in there. It had more slice than most of my golf shots. 1:55 to go. Ravenna ball. The teams have exchanged threes here in overtime. Down to Baronic on the blow block. He got Hoosman in the air, and Hoosman is fouled out. Big head and shoulder fake, and Brian Hoosman, who has played solid, has fouled out of the basketball game. 7 points and 4 rebounds for Hoosman. And he will foul out with 1:48 to go in overtime. Now the key is, who do you guard Baronic with the rest of the game? Coach Don Lee is going to take as much time as he can before Connor goes to the line and shoots two. Again, Baronic was 10 of 10 in the fourth quarter, 11 of 12 in the second half. And for the game, 5 of 7 and 11 of 12 make you 16 of 19. And Colin Petrie comes into the game. Baronic to shoot two here in overtime. And the first one is good. 57-56, Ravenna. 1:48 to go in overtime. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Wood River. The second free throw is up, and it is in. 58-56. Tuesday night basketball at its best here on Classic Hits as Fitzgerald brings the ball up the floor. Fitzgerald trying to take it at Saborn. Makes him take it back out to James. Get it to Tyson Colling. Colling between the circles, guarded by Baronic to James on the right wing. A minute 30 to go. James to the high post. Swings it off to Fitzgerald. Off the pick. Fitzgerald jump stop in the lane. One-hand jumper won't go. Rebound going over the top to pull it down. Ravenna's Trevor Saborin. And Ravenna has the ball in the lead for the first time in the second half on a timeout by Coach Paul Baronic. 1:15 to go in overtime. It is Ravenna ball. Ravenna 58. Kearney Catholic 56.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, once again, whoever comes out on the wrong side of the scoreboard tonight is going to have a big pit in their stomach. Either Ravenna blows the big comeback, or Kearney Catholic puts all their effort into it against their arch rival in Ravenna and comes up just short after leading the whole game. But right now it's Ravenna basketball with 1:15 to go in overtime. Blue Jays 58, Kearney Catholic 56. Thursday, we're back on air with Minden taking on Granolin Central Catholic at the Whippets home court. Friday, Overton at Pleasanton. Right now, though, let's get back to the action. Baronic to throw it in. Gets into the backcourt to Cremosa. Stars don't want a foul because they're in the double bonus. Want to make the Blue Jays get it into the front court, and Baronic leaves his feet and then finally throws it to Tyson Anderson. And you want to keep it out of the big three's hands, but good keep away with a minute to go, and they finally commit the foul. Brett James fouls Trevor Saborn, who is 4 of 5 at the line and has 18 points in the contest. That'll be the second foul on James with 58 seconds to go. Both teams have been outstanding at the line. Ravenna mostly from Baronic, but they are 22 of 26 in the game. Two free throws here, and the first one is good. 19 points for Saborn. 59-56. Cremosa out. Trace Armstrong in for the Blue Jays. And now a chance to make it a two-possession game. This is with the biggest lead of the night for Ravenna. And it is too strong. No good. Brett James has the rebound. 55 seconds to go. Fitzgerald brings it into the front court. Kearney Catholic, three of their last four from beyond the arc, including one here in overtime. They tried the back cut, but Squire slipped. They give it over to Collins. 40 seconds to go. Colling right side to James. James looked at the three, couldn't get it to Colling. Down low, Holtmeyer's in underneath, missed the short jumper. Rebound loose. It's pulled away by Baronic, and Ravenna has the basketball. 28 seconds to go. They're trying to play defense in the backcourt. The long pass almost stolen away, but it goes to Wilkie, and he missed the layup. Squires has the rebound. There's still time. 17 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic gets the timeout. Oh, what an exchange. Holtmeyer took it strong to the hoop, expecting the contact. And when he didn't get the contact, he put it up a little too strong. Fight for the loose ball. Ravenna got it. Baronic was trapped and then jumped as high as he could with that 6'6 frame, rifled it the other way. Squires almost intercepted it. But when he didn't, that left Wilkie wide open. Wilkie ran to the hoop for the layup. Squires in pursuit. It rammed off too hard. Squires got the rebound. And here we are. 16 seconds to go in the game. Ravenna 59. Kearney Catholic 56. Kearney Catholic basketball. Kearney Catholic out of timeouts. Now the age-old question. Do you foul if you're Ravenna? Wait till Kearney Catholic gets it into the front court, gets them down to about 9 or 10 seconds, commit the foul so that they only get two free throws and can't get a three away. And remember, one of the Stars' best, well, two of the Stars' best three-point shooters, Brian Hoosman and Alex Leese, are out of the ball game. Stars have made 9 threes in the game. Holtmeyer has one. Streit has one. Hoosman had one. Fitzgerald had one. Leese had two. Colling had one. Squires has hit one, so everybody's capable. And the Stars taking as much time as they can here in the huddle. They break the huddle, and here we go. On the floor, Squires, Petrie, Colling, Fitzgerald, and to throw it in will be Connor Streit. And Ravenna's really not going to put any pressure in the backcourt. They get it to Fitzgerald, and here we go. Needing a three to tie. Fitzgerald across the timeline, 10 seconds. Comes to the right side, stutter dribble up to Squires. Squires ball fake, gets the three away. It is good! 4 seconds, 3 seconds, timeout Ravenna. Connor Baronic did it to end regulation, and David Squires has done it here with 2.6 seconds left in overtime, the exact amount of time that was left when Baronic hit his three, and almost the same circumstance. Squires gave the head fake, actually had the Blue Jay in the air. He could have went up and tried to draw the foul and get the three free throws, but he let the man land, reset his feet, and buried the 22-footer. And it is 59-all here in overtime, and now Ravenna has used their final timeout. Kearney Catholic inbounded it in regulation about 20 feet up the floor and never got a good shot up. Brett James just kind of hurled it. They didn't get what they wanted. Remember, earlier in the game, at halftime, I believe it was, Ravenna tried to chuck it down the floor to get it to 6'6 Connor Baronic, who was taller than everybody. And Kearney Catholic knocked it away, and there was probably some foul on the play that wasn't called. So let's see what the officials do here if Ravenna runs the same play. Well, they're not going to because Baronic's throwing it in. And they've got Saborn about 15 feet up the floor. Also in there, Wilkie, Irvine, and Anderson. Both teams out of timeouts. Here we go. 2.6 to go. Baronic looking, throws it in short to Anderson. Anderson from half court lets it go. It's short, and we're going to double overtime. 59-59 here on Classic Hits, and we'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
they did it in different fashion. Kearney Catholic hit two, David Squires threes for their 6 points in overtime. And Ravenna hit a three from Tyson Anderson, two free throws from Connor Baronic, and one for Trevor Saborn. And we go to double overtime. 59 all. Rejump it. Two players have fouled out for the Stars in Hoosman and Leese. Nobody yet for Ravenna. Wilkie and Armstrong have four. And the tip again is one, as it has been the previous two times, by Baronic of Ravenna. And they will get their offense going here on the first possession of our second overtime. Baronic guarded by Holtmeyer, now on the switch. Loses his dribble on the right baseline. Bounce pass back out top. Wilkie swing it over to Anderson. Anderson, who hit the big three in the first overtime, gives it to Saborn, who has 19 points, 30 for Baronic. Saborn trapped in the low block right side, throws it up for grabs to the left wing. It's Anderson. 30 seconds into the second overtime. We're looking for our first shot. Trying to spread it and find the matchup they want. And again, Baronic on Holtmeyer. That has to be the matchup you want, but they got to double team him. And they'll get it back to Trevor Saborn. Saborn up towards midcourt, loses his man, drives, kicks it off. Kromosta for three, and it is no good. Crashing the board, Squires will secure the rebound, just his second of the game for Kearney Catholic. 3 minutes to go. Squires dribbling the ball across the timeline. They better get it in the guard's hands, and they do to Fitzgerald. Again, Squires not afraid to shoot the ball or handle the ball outside. He's just gotten bigger as he's grown older. And with it, the Stars have it. A minute 15 gone in the second overtime. Tied at 59. Blake Holtmeyer between the circles. Bounce pass left wing. Into the hands of Keegan Fitzgerald. Skip pass right side, weak side. They get it to Squires. Guarded up there by Wilkie, who's got four fouls. Squires one dribble. Tries a little backdoor pass to Colling. Swings it over to Holtmeyer. Underneath. Can't get the shot away. And then the ball is thrown out of bounds. And saved by Squires, now on the floor, diving on it, Ravenna. They want a jump, they want a timeout. We get a jump, it's Kearney Catholic ball. Oh my, Squires with another big play to save that ball. There were some kids sitting in the front row over there that had seen their life flashing before their eyes with the big 260-pounder coming their way. They weren't going to see Christmas if they didn't bail at that time. They're talking about it right now. So on the alternating possession, Kearney Catholic ball. 2:15 to go, second overtime. It's still tied at 59. Each team hit a three at the end of regulation. It was Connor Baronic, David Squires at the end of overtime for the Stars. Off the stutter dribble, Fitzgerald tries a three. It's good. Keegan Fitzgerald, his first bucket in the second half. 62-59, Ravenna pushes the ball up the floor. Saborn, backdoor wide open layup is there for Trace Armstrong. His first bucket of the ball game. 62-61, Kearney Catholic. A minute 45 to go. Walking the ball up the floor, being very careful, Keegan Fitzgerald gets it over to Connor Strike. To the baseline, James, and James traveled with the basketball. Neither team had a turnover in the first overtime, and Ravenna didn't have a turnover in the fourth quarter. That is the 19th turnover overall for Kearney Catholic. Ravenna has 13 and has been clean since the end of the third quarter. 62-61, Kearney Catholic, a minute 30 to go in our second overtime. Saborn, backdoor cut for the first time, and it's up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Baronic scores, and Squires commits his fourth foul. That is the first backdoor cut that we've seen executed all night for Ravenna. Just when you forget about it, there it is. And Baronic with 32. And Ravenna regains the lead. It's 63-62. Maybe they'll catch the girls' score after all. Free throw up and good. 33 points for Baronic, and now Ravenna leads by two. 64-62, Fitzgerald brings it into the front court with a minute 20 to go in the second overtime. Each team with one timeout remaining. You get that extra timeout for every overtime. And holding the ball is Connor Strike. Finally has to put the ball on the floor, guarded by Trace Armstrong. Gives it over to Fitzgerald, picked up by Baronic. 25, 28 feet away from the hoop. Now Fitzgerald thinking about taking it at Baronic. Stutter dribble, back up three, and it is short. The ball is rebounded by Connor Baronic. Would have been huge if it goes, but came up short. And now Ravenna's got the ball in a two-point lead, 50 seconds to go. In Baronic's hands, they want to make anybody shoot free throws besides Connor, if you're Connor Catholic. Anderson, and they get out there, try to foul him. He's really close, handing the ball off to Saborin. And I think Anderson is going to go to the line. They foul it. Boy, almost a misstep there by Ravenna. They were going to just hand the ball off. Kearney Catholic was right there to try and tie him up, even though the arrow points the way of the Blue Jays. The foul on Brett James, his third. And at the line to shoot two, Tyson Anderson. His first free throws of the game, and the first one is good. He wastes no time. 9 points all since the start of the fourth quarter. 65-62, 40 seconds to go. Ravenna by three. And the second free throw, good. The biggest lead of the night for Ravenna. 4 points, 66-62. Here comes Calling up the floor, right side. 35 seconds, Calling all the way to the rack. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. And now a jump ball on the rebound, but the arrow points to where Ravenna. Kearney Catholic can't believe there wasn't a foul called there. The arrow is actually pointing the wrong way, so they're going to have to sort this out. Tying things up down low were Connor Streit and Trevor Saborin. And the arrow should point the way of Ravenna. Sure hope they don't mess this one up. We have the opening tip belong. The opening tip of the second overtime was won by Ravenna. Then Kearney Catholic got a jump ball midway through the quarter. So it is Ravenna basketball. They just want to sort things out here, and they do. 30.6 seconds to go, and Ravenna's in the best shape they've been all night long, and Mark Cremosa is going to enter the game. One timeout to go. Right now, Kearney Catholic's got to try and force that backcourt turnover or 10-second violation. Baronic to throw it in, and they get loose. Saborin into the front court. Underneath, Wilkie is open. He puts the layup up and in. Kearney Catholic now down by six. Going to need a three and a timeout. Into the front court, Fitzgerald comes all the way in. Puts the shot up. Blocked from behind by Tyson Anderson. And Ravenna's going to win the ball game. Baronic dribbling out the time, and a reach-in foul called with 13 seconds to go. What a ball game. What a comeback by Ravenna. Kearney Catholic laid it all out there, and Ravenna, being the number one team that they are, able to find a way to come back, largely because of this man, Connor Baronic, who's going to shoot two more free throws and could pad the number tonight. It's up and in. He put his team on his back in the fourth quarter. He made all 10 free throws, and he had to. Then he hit the three to tie it with 3 seconds to go. Misses the second free throw. Rebound brought down by David Squires. Fitzgerald with nine. Fitzgerald with seven. Throws up the three-pointer. It is good. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. 5 seconds to go. That's what they needed last trip down the floor. Keegan with both three-pointers here in the second overtime for Kearney Catholic. 4.8 seconds to go. But the problem is it's a four-point game and not a three-point game. Stars would at least have a chance, even a slight chance, if it was a three-point game. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up as we try and get all the numbers added up. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic won it 72-55. Four players in double figures, led by Theron Baum with 14. Ravenna had three players in double figures, led by Maggie Mateka with 13. The Stars remain undefeated at 4-0. First loss for Ravenna. They go to 4-1. Again, the Kearney Catholic boys and girls host Elm Creek on Friday, and the Ravenna boys and girls will host Gibbon on Thursday. So the Stars are out of timeout, so even if they somehow steal it and make a bucket, Ravenna doesn't have to inbound the ball. So Connor Baronic to throw it in and finish this game off. Does, gets it to Anderson, to Baronic. They do not foul. Baronic throws the ball away, and this game is over. In double overtime, it is Ravenna 69. And Kearney Catholic 65 in a great early season matchup here at Cope Gymnasium. And we may see them meet again, you can only hope so, in the conference tournament, which will be at St. Paul that first week in February. Remember last year, Ravenna won the opening night game. Kearney Catholic got him in the semifinals of the conference tournament and went on to win the tournament. What a game tonight. If I've got it figured up right, Connor Baronic, 34 points to lead the way for the Ravenna Blue Jays, who remain unbeaten, and Kearney Catholic suffers their first loss of the year. We'll be back with all the numbers, coaches, interviews, and more, so stay with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, which is coming your way next on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're listening to high school basketball action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They have taken 15% extra off every item in the store, whether it's already on sale or whether it is just arrived in their store, an extra 15% off shoes, 15% off Husker gear, Loper gear, Kearney Catholic gear, an extra 15% off. Stop by and see them at Misco Sports. I think we put the finishing touches as best we can on the statistics, so let's try and take a look at those. And here we go. For Kearney Catholic, they were able to get 9 players in the scoring column. Matt Moore, 1 rebound. Blake Holtmeyer, a career-best 11 points, 9 of those coming in the second quarter when the Stars were able to get that 11-point halftime lead. Holtmeyer, 3 rebounds and a block. Brett James, 3 points, 5 rebounds. That actually led the team in rebounding tonight. For Connor Streit, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Brian Hoosman, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block shot. Keegan Fitzgerald led the team with 13 points. He hit 2 threes in the second overtime. He had 4 rebounds. Colin Petrie had 2 points. Alex Lease fouled out with 3 minutes to go in regulation. 7 points, 1 rebound. By the way, Hoosman, who had the 7 points and 4 rebounds, fouled out in overtime. Tyson Collins, solid effort, 11 points for him. And David Squires, who hit the 2 threes in the first overtime, ended up with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Looks like 10 rebounds in the first half. And then in the double overtime, it looks like 5 total rebounds. So that would mean 8 rebounds in the second half, 2 rebounds in the first overtime, 3 in the second overtime. Free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half, 9 of 11 in the second half. No free throw attempts in either overtime. 3-point shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half, 2 of 2 in the first overtime, 0 of 1 in the second overtime. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half, none in overtime, 1 in the second overtime. Kearney Catholic, 32 points in the first half, 21 points in the second half. The key, just 4 points there in the third quarter. They had 6 points in the first overtime and 6 more in the second overtime. According to my numbers, Kearney Catholic, 65 points, 23 rebounds, 14 out of 18 at the free throw line, 10 of 21 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 19 turnovers as Kearney Catholic falls to 3-1 on the season, and they will be back in action hosting Elm Creek Friday. They go to Axtell Tuesday, and then will host their holiday tournament where they play Ogallala in the first round and either North Platte, St. Pat's, or Amherst in the second round. Some winnable games, although that holiday tournament will be tough. Their next real test will be Donovan Trumbull, I would think, January 6th when it gets back to regular season action. We'll take a break and come back and look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Blue Jays and hopefully have a chance to get a quick word with the coaches. So stay with us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers now that I had for Ravenna. Only 5 players scored in the game. As we said, only Baranek and Saborn had scored in the first half. And going into the fourth quarter, they had 27 of their team's 29 points. Then Tyson Anderson hit back-to-back buckets, a 2 and a 3 to start the fourth quarter and start the Ravenna comeback. Saborn, Trevor Saborn, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. Tyson Anderson, 10 points all after the third quarter, 4 rebounds and 3 blocks. Mark Cremosta, 2 rebounds. Trace Armstrong, 2 points. Lucas Wilkie, 4 points and a rebound. Garrett Irvine had 2 rebounds. And Connor Baranek, a game-high 34 points and 9 rebounds, 22 of those points coming after the third quarter of play. So unofficially here, Ravenna looks like they were able to get 4 rebounds in the last 2 overtimes there. So they had 10 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half, 2 rebounds in each overtime. Free throw shooting 5 of 7 in the first half, 15 of 17 in the second half, 3 of 4 in the first overtime, 4 of 5 in the second overtime. 3-point shooting 4 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half, including the last 2 of the game, and 1 of 1 in the first overtime, 0 of 1 in the second overtime. Turnovers 7 in the first half, 6 in the second half, including none in the fourth quarter, none in overtime, and none in the second overtime, according to my count. And that's how you make a comeback. Ravenna had 21 points as all in the first half, scored 32 in the second half, including 24 in the fourth quarter. They got 6 in the first overtime and then 10 in the second overtime. And Ravenna finishes with 69 points, 21 rebounds, 27 out of 32 at the free throw line, 8 of 19 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 13 turnovers, and Ravenna improves to 4-0 on the season with a 69-65 double overtime win here at Kearney Catholic. And for the Stars, or for the Blue Jays, as we said, their final game before Christmas as they host Gibbon Thursday. Then they host a holiday tournament with Overton, Loup City, and Centura. Neither one of the coaches have popped their way out yet. And I think I see Paul Baranek making his way. So we will take a break and hopefully chat with the coach right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Sports postgame show on a late night of basketball. Paul Baranek joins us here after their double overtime win over Kearney Catholic. And it's okay to kind of have a sheepish smile because this is one that the Blue Jays were not really, I'm not going to say you weren't in it, but you're not used to being behind 10 points in the fourth quarter.
No.
And found a way to do it. Congratulations on a hard-fought comeback.
Well, thanks. Got to, you know, credit our kids for resiliency somehow. And you know, they just, you know, we really never ran anything overly special. It's just move the ball and try to get a direct drive and try to get an open shot. And Kearney Catholic was in our space the whole time and just made it very difficult, you know. And we probably lost the game about eight times and probably had a chance to win it about eight times. You can go the same way on them, too, you know. But I don't know what it cost getting this game, $4?
Well, it was well worth the time spent here tonight.
It was well worth it, but that Selecta kid, he got in free, so, you know, he didn't have to pay. So.
Well, he's probably worried right now, too. Take a look at what you did in the fourth quarter, though. You just finally decide, if they're going to be in your space, let's make them foul us.
Yeah.
And Connor couldn't get the ball to go in, but he was 10-10 at the line in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's big. You know, we probably got the right one at the line, although, you know, Trevor and Tyson can make free throws down the stretch. Obviously, they're pretty good at it. You know, our deal is just try to get the right guys at the free throw line. Not to say that the other guys can't make them, but we just have a better percentage of a chance of maybe one of those three guys up there and Lucas, too.
What wasn't working? What was Kearney Catholic doing that kept you guys from posting up or getting in the lane? And you missed a few threes, but then you hit a few threes going into the halftime locker room just to keep you in the game. What wasn't working tonight?
You know, their effort was the biggest thing, their effort on defense, and that's something one of the guys said at halftime. They said their effort's 10 times better than ours, and we're playing like, you know, passive chickens, basically. So, you know, it was their effort that had a lot to do with it and our lack of effort. And then all of a sudden a switch flips, you know, because when they're making those threes and stuff, and those are just daggers each time. You know, you feel like you got them guarded, and they're just knocking them down. And, you know, and it's hard to be resilient that way if you're a player. But to our kids' credit, somehow we held in there and won the game.
Finally, Tyson comes alive in the fourth quarter. Then Lucas and Trace and some of the other kids finally, they're doing their thing out there, but they made a noticeable contribution.
Well, and that's what we asked. You know, what's the best thing you do for us, you know, offensively and defensively, you know? And some of it's not scoring for people. Some of it's getting a deflection, a steal, and a rebound. You know, some of it's defending, you know. I think we only had two guys score the first half. And somehow we're still in the game, but, you know, that needs to be more balanced.
Not very much, by the way, only 21 points.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's okay if two guys score if you got 40, but 21.
No, that ain't enough, you know. So, but, you know, we just did, some of the guys finally flipped the switch and said, this is what I do, this is what I got to do in crunch time, and somehow come through.
Every team you've played is currently 3-1, which means their only losses are to you, but back-to-back wins over Gretna and Kearney Catholic, and we'll give Gibbon their respect because Reinertsen does a great job there.
Absolutely.
And then into the holiday tournament, but you've come through these two games.
Well, the whole span here, you throw in, we played Trinity.
Yeah, the Australian team.
On a Tuesday, there's a lot of energy at our place, a lot of people, a lot of fans, and it was awesome. It was just raucous. You know, and then we had Burwell there, you know, and everybody in the conference that's ever played at Burwell knows that, you know, that's a different fog. That's almost like fog, Alan, you know. There's just a different fog. And they were ready to play. They were kicking us all around, and it was a physical game. And then, you know, Gretna, they just get right after you in your grill, you know, and those two games prepared us for this. But Kearney Catholic is not only physical, but they're athletic and quick, and they just cause you fits. You can't run your offense. And if you're impatient, you're going to throw up a crappy shot, and it's just going to hurt us if you don't get it stolen before then, you know. And they're so good at the run and jump in the half court, full court. They just make it miserable for you.
Well, you'll probably find one on tape, but I didn't have you for a turnover after the third quarter. So you had to almost play perfect against Kearney Catholic. And you did from the fourth quarter on, and both teams played well. And we'll wish you Merry Christmas, and we'll see you after the holidays,
buddy. Thanks. We appreciate the coverage, Doug, and it's always a good deal. Was Daddy got a JV or a junior high game tonight or something? Or what's he got? The place is probably packed somewhere.
Probably CSI or something.
Yeah, yeah, there's at least a couch and a potato somewhere that's having a good time.
No doubt about it. Great win tonight, Paul.
Thanks,
we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Paul Baronic joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, and we'll see if Coach Don Lease will be heading this way as well, as he has just rolled out of the locker room after just – it's a tough loss. I know for a long time Kearney Catholic had a lot of tough losses. And then last year they beat Ravenna in the conference tournament, and they went on and they won that conference tournament, and it led them into so many good things. And now this is what makes the rivalry. You win one, we win one, and then you hope to see them again and get another shot at them maybe in the conference tournament like they did last year in that great game over at Gibbon. And Don, we said as we got into the overtime, somebody's going to have that pit in their stomach, and we've been here before, but when you play this many great teams, is going to happen. The effort did not lack from your kids tonight, but I think losing a couple there through fouls may have kind of taken away a couple options, especially when you got into the second overtime. Your thoughts overall in the game tonight?
Well, you know, I thought our kids played good, Doug. You know, I mean, they did a lot of really good things throughout the whole game. One of those situations where, you know, we were a little too passive on some things in the second half, and that's not what we wanted them to do. We just wanted them to work it, but then look to attack on certain aspects of things. And, you're going to learn. You're going to learn from this. And, our kids, played a heck of a game. And it's one of those that, we're just unfortunate, Doug.
They hit every shot they needed to and made every free throw that they needed to and didn't turn the ball over down the stretch. I mean, we were just talking about it with Paul. I didn't have them for any turnovers after the third quarter. Connor hits all 10 free throws. Even though he wasn't making the bucket on the drive. But you guys did so many great things early. I don't want to forget about what Blake Holtmeyer did in the second quarter to help get you guys that 11-point lead. You're plugging in new kids, and he's not the only one, I'm sure, but he comes in and makes a couple of nice plays. And I'm on Ravenna, I'm going, who's number 11? Who's this kid? And he's just one of the kids that comes in and does some good things for you tonight.
Yeah, we had a lot of them that did some good things. Blake did a great job in that first half. Coming in there and playing, and he just played under control and did some good things. He's a great rebounder, offensive rebounder for us, and he does a good job of getting some putbacks and so on and so forth. We started Connor tonight again. This makes our fourth game with four different starting lineups, and stuff. So we're working some things out, Doug. Kids are playing hard, and that's all you can really ask out of them. And both sides played extremely hard tonight. From what I heard, it was a fun game to watch. And, it was one of those that, both Paul and I probably, if we had some things to do over, would do some things over. But Connor hit a, 28-footer with 5 seconds to go. A guy with him right in there and stuff. But Dave Squires hits one from 30 feet, to send it into the second overtime and stuff. So, kids played hard, kids played well, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's what's supposed to make it fun. And obviously, as we said, somebody comes up short. One more question. David got the two early fouls, and you had to sit him down. And for the first time in a long time that I remember, and I don't know if consciously you realize this, but even at the end of the first quarter, you kept the same kids in at the second quarter. Those 5 or 6 kids, you kept in there for a long time. Did you have to change your philosophy when David came out because you didn't have maybe the big that you wanted in there, or was that just something that happened and you didn't have to change philosophy?
The game, Tyson. We didn't change much philosophy on it, Doug. Blake Holtmeyer came in and did a heck of a job. Alex got 2 fouls quick, and then he picked up his third, right off the bat in the third quarter, which he's been our leading scorer. I think he's averaging about 15 points a game. And he's got to learn some things, on some things out front, like when he picked up his 5th foul, he bumped into Cyborn kind of, on that, and Saibo did a good job of acting a little bit, like he got, pushed like a ton of bricks. But, that's what you do, too, And Saibo goes to the free throw line, makes 2 free throws out of that situation where clock isn't going. And, we fouled Connor a couple times when clock wasn't going. Those situations, our kids are going to learn from it, Like I told the kids, 3 weeks ago, you guys were still playing football. And our kids, at times we kind of look like we're still playing football out there and stuff. But, our kids played well, and it was a lot of fun. When Alex and Squires were sitting on the bench over here and we're increasing our lead, it was good. Dave's coming back off the ankle injury, and he played good tonight with his ankle and stuff. And he kept telling me, it's in 80-85 yesterday percent and stuff. And you can't tell, you know, with old Squires how fast he moves anyway, you know. So every once in a while you kind of wonder if, you know, if he's telling me the truth or not. But, you know, he did a good job out there, you know, really getting in there. And he played about the whole second half. There was about 2 minutes per he didn't play. So if it's not 100%, it'll be a little sore tomorrow.
Well, you touched on it, learning. It doesn't matter if you're a sixth grader or a senior. There's always teaching and learning to do, and that's why it's December 13th, and we've still got 3 months of this basketball season. Hopefully, this time in March, we can see the kids playing. So, Don, happy holidays.
Yeah,
great effort tonight, and we'll see you at the holiday tournament, bud.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for covering us.
You bet. That's going to wrap things up here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show because Stacy wants to go home back at the studio. A great double overtime game. In fact, the girls' game was very good, too, as they shot the ball well, very well. 72-55, Kearney Catholic. And in double overtime, Ravenna 69, Kearney Catholic 65. Connor Baronic, 34 points, 9 rebounds. He was amazing at the free throw line tonight. 5 of 7 of the first half, 11 of 12 of the second half, and 4 of 5 in the two overtime periods. So that gets him 20 out of, what did he miss? 1, 2, 3, 4. So 20 out of 24 from the free throw line tonight for Kearney Catholic. Nobody scored more than 13, but they had three players in double figures. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Take an extra 15% off every marked item right now at Misco Sports. We will see you Thursday night from Minden as the Whippets take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Friday, Overton and Pleasanton. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, thanks so much for listening. What a great game it was in the boys. The final in double overtime, Ravenna 69, Kearney Catholic 65.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.